In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, the church holiday again, the Sunday, in which is the 21st week after the Pentecost. And the greeting of the Gospel was, the Lord has said a parable about that the man goes in the field and starts to sow seeds. And some seeds fall on the road, other ones are falling into rocky ground, other ones into where there's weeds, lots of weeds, but some on the good ground. And of course the Lord explains it to the disciples, what it means, and he said that when the seed go on the road, and then the birds come up and they swallow it, and it cannot bring any fruit. When the seed goes down on the ground that has rocks on it, then it can't put many roots, and as soon as the sun hits, it may come up quickly, but then as soon as the sun hits, and it withers away. And on the ground that is with weeds, then the weeds just choke the seed and it cannot give any fruit. But the seed that goes on the good ground, that is going to give a seed 100 times fold, said the Lord. And he explains it to the disciple later on what it means. The seeds that are being spread in the field, and these are the words of God. These are the preachings that the Lord had done, and the disciples later on, and even we, of course, the bishops, and we, the priests, have to give that seed of the Word of God. We keep on giving the seed for the people to listen. Now, question is, what kind of ground do we have? Now, the Lord explains that the seed that goes on the road, and where the birds pick it up, it's actually the demons. They grabbed the words of that of Scripture or teaching of the Holy Fathers, and they don't allow the person to put it into the heart to grow anything. And of course the Word of God, when it falls on the somebody that doesn't have a good ground, but it's a rocky ground, they may accept it right away with interest, but as soon as any pressure comes, any temptations, and then they fall away and they cannot grow either. Then the ones that are falling into the ground that has lots of weeds, then it's, the Lord explains, it's the cares of the world and the pleasures and no the businesses and all kinds of things of the world that chokes up the Word of God, and we cannot put it to use and cannot grow anything because we just don't have the time for it. We're so busy with the mundane things. And of course the seed, the Word of God, when it comes on the good ground of our heart, that's all soft and rough. But these are the souls that pick up the Word of God, and they work on it, and they bring lots of fruit, and they, of course, then they receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And for then the prayer comes, a real prayer comes, and the love comes, and peace comes, all those things that the Lord had promised that would come. The Lord said in another place of the Scripture where he says, "Come unto me, all ye heavily laden and burdened, and I shall give you rest." Well, and truly, when we are burdened and laden with the cares of the world, or the fighting the passions and all those things, we should run to the Lord, because he can give us only peace. But then he also says, "Look at me, I'm meek and humble, be like that, and then you will find the rest in your heart. But what keeping us from being able to do that, to be meek and humble so that we can get the God's gifts of the grace of God, the peace and the love and all those wonderful things? Well, what is keeping is our pride. The pride is the culprit that is keeping everyone away from actually loving the Lord, because we do not want to concede and to acknowledge that God, the creator of all universe, actually not only creator but sustainer of everything and everybody. He sustains every fiber of my soul and my body, and without him there is no life. Without my Creator, without the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come down and given himself as food and drink to renew our life, which we lost through the sin. And we cannot live. We absolutely surely will die. Yet the Lord says those who eat his body and drink his blood, they will not die. And of course, he meant spiritually, because even if the body dies for a while and then is planted in the ground, the Lord will resurrect it and we will have a new body, but the soul will continue to live and be with the Lord. And the most important thing for us in this life is to try to learn to love the Lord, to know about him, to recognize our Maker, our Creator, our Father, as Jesus Christ has told us, gave us the beautiful prayer, "Our Father who art in heavens," and he wants us to address the Creator and of the whole world and the master of the whole universe, to call him our Father. And he wants to adopt us as our own children, as his own children. And that Jesus Christ is called, that he wants us to be his even friends, he calls us, and to be brothers and sisters. All those we can do, but only on one condition, that we truly learn to love the Lord. And that means we have to love the Lord more than anybody or anything else. In the scripture it says that we have to love the Lord more than we love our mother or our father or anybody here on the earth, and of course much more than we love our own self. That is the body or the soul. We have to learn to love our Lord more than anything, and then we'll become worthy of his love, because he loves us anyway. He loves us because he gave his life for us. He couldn't stand seeing us being tortured by the filthy demons that are continually trying to take us away, so that we away from God, so they will not be coming and taking their place in heaven. For they lost it because of the pride, because they didn't want to be in obedience to the Lord. They wanted to be self-rulers. And this is the problem with most of us. We want to rule ourselves. We don't want to go under obedience and of the hierarchy. And yet there is no other way that we can really be able to humble ourselves. That's the easiest way, is obedience. So we accept the hierarchy over us. What does it mean, hierarchy? Well, it means that the younger ones are listening to the older ones, and that's starting from children. They listen to their parents, and of course the wife listens to the husband listens to the church and the priest, and the priest listens to the bishop, the bishops to the councils of the bishops, and the councils to the ecumenical councils, the seven ecumenical councils, they in turn listen to the apostles themselves. And of course the apostles listen to Christ, and Christ listened to his Father, to even to death, because it was wish of the Father to save everybody, as was the wish of the Son. So he came and was born of the Virgin Mary, and came and died for us, and took our sins upon himself. And he wants to put us to be able to make it to heaven. But we can't make it unless we depend on him, unless we learn to love him, unless we love him from our heart. And if we love him from our heart, then we want to please him. There's no way we could love him, our Lord, and at the same time commit sins. St. John Apostle Love says it's not possible, because if you love God, then it's, you don't want to commit any sins, because you know for every sin that you committed, the Lord has suffered. The Lord has suffered, and we don't want him to suffer for our sins. He suffered enough already. Look at your life. Look how many sins we already committed. So let's try to have the beginning of wisdom. Beginning of wisdom is the acknowledgement of God's presence. And this says, scripture says, fear of God. Well, we have fear of God, knowing he is here with us, and we don't want to cause him the suffering that he had suffered because of our sins. This is what real love is about. And of course, we have to love our neighbors. We have to love our neighbors, the Lord says, as ourselves. But do we love ourselves properly? No. Most of the time we love our body, and we cater to our body, but we don't love our soul as we should. But the real love that we should have is for ourselves. It's not the house that the soul lives in, not the body, but we have to have the love for the soul that's eternal. And the soul has to be fed, and can be fed only by the grace of God, by the prayer, by the word of God, not by food and things that the body needs. The body needs those things, but it always wants much more than it actually needs. It just wants us to pamper it, and that's one of the problems that we have. We pamper ourselves way too much, and we do not think about our soul, as the Holy Fathers, all of them did. They thought about their souls and thought very little about their body. And many of them lived even to be 90s and 100. They were the greatest ascetics, and being fed nothing but bread and water. And even that, some of them ate only once every 2 days or 3 days, some even once a week. And they were able to sustain their body, and their body was filled with strength and power and no sickness. Well, because they were feeding themselves, they knew that the man does not live by bread alone, but lives by the word of God. And they knew the scripture, and they loved the scripture. And many of the saints had learned the scripture by heart. Because that was their actual spiritual food all the time. And the prayer. And this is what we're being called to start to do that, especially some of us that are getting in the age that we know we have to meet our Maker soon. And but this course is highly recommended, that everybody starts to work on his soul, and then to worry about the salvation of the soul more than anything else in this world. And that has to be number one concern. Not the shelters, not the jobs, not anything, not the educations, but number one has to be the salvation of our soul. And the Lord said that if we eat his body and drink his blood, then we will have life in ourselves, and then it will be easier for us to find the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven, as the Lord says, is in your heart. And that's, you will acknowledge, you will find the kingdom of heaven when you find the Lord in your heart. When you accept it through, especially after communion, and you accept the Lord, and you feel so much peace and joy knowing that the Lord lives with you. It lives in you. It made his abode with himself and the Father and the Holy Spirit. And then the enemy can't get to you. And then you can't be distressed, and then can't be irritated and angry, and all those passions will flee away from you. You will have the peace. the peace that everybody craves for, but they're not looking in the right direction for it. Only Christ, only the Lord, the King of Peace can give it to us, the peace. So let's go after the Lord. Let's show Him that we love Him, and let's go after Him and ask Him to continue to take care of us and to not allow the enemy to sidetrack us and take us away from His love. And become proud and conceited and not know that we must love each other. We must love our neighbors as the Lord had commanded. That's the proof of our love to the Lord. May the Lord bless all us and give us the strength to hold on to Him between the communions as long as possible without hurting our Lord through our sins, and grow more and more and purify our soul and our body and our heart, and so that we'll be able to really start to live for the Lord and for our neighbors. Amen.